Hey, what is up? It's Todd. And in this episode, I want to refocus you on LinkedIn lead gen forms. It's been like 6 months since they've rolled out. I want to give you some information on how you can use those lead gen forms to pump up the jam on your business.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey, what is up? You know, at the beginning of COVID, LinkedIn was one of the first movers to make an adjustment to best meet the needs of their customers. You know, that's really the key, right? Being humble enough to recognize what your customers need in a time of crisis and then make the adjustment so you can serve them. That was LinkedIn's moment of truth. At the beginning of COVID, like everybody was canceling their events. Everybody's canceling conferences. You can't take a client to dinner anymore and open up a killer bottle of wine that you would never pay for with your own money. Make a friend for life and then service them forever. Like, you can't do that anymore. But as a business owner or leader, you still have to be responsible in order to achieve your business results, right? So one of the things that LinkedIn did is they pivoted and they rolled out tools that could suck the oxygen out of the vacuum moment when people stopped using conferences and events, but they had budgets. They had budgets available to do what? Generate leads. Well, where do all the leads start from? In this remote world, they start in most cases, many times, on LinkedIn. So at the beginning of COVID, LinkedIn rolled out lead gen tools and video tactics that should help businesses generate more leads. So LinkedIn, for those of you who've been living under a rock, they are the largest professional social network. They got 700 plus million users, 61 million senior level visitors. Those are decision makers, right? 40 million of them are decision makers on LinkedIn. These are people top down that if you can get to them, you can sell your way down into all the budgets and they will open the doors for you. Now, why is this important? Well, if I peel back my success, it has a lot to do with me developing relationships with the right people. I develop relationships most often with the founder, the CEO, the business executives, and I drop knowledge bombs into their life with my videos that you see on LinkedIn, but I also develop a relationship with them. And then when they have their Todd epiphany breakthrough, you know what they do? They clear the lane and sell me down through their company. If you go and look at the biggest businesses that we're servicing, a lot of them started that way. They're like Todd babies. We developed a relationship. They love what we provide. It coalesced in their brain. So these are the people that you want to sell to, because those 40 million decision makers, you can identify and target them on LinkedIn, and that makes LinkedIn, yo, a very packed pond to fish in. With LinkedIn lead gen forms and the video ads, like, you can target your perfect decision makers by location, by industry, by title. Plus, with the right offer, like, you can generate high quality leads at scale. And video ads can retarget viewers on LinkedIn for how long? 365 days. Now, you know, often I think when I get to this in my head, I think of businesses saying, well, you know, dude, I don't know if we can generate high quality leads at scale. Sometimes you have to give something of value in order to acquire that lead. Sometimes you create something. Is there a course that lead is going to need and want? Do you have some knowledge rolling around inside of your big dome that if you created a course and it was an on-demand course and it cost people like $50 to get in to the course, in other words, it cost you $50 to acquire that lead and you charged them $50 for the course, then you just broke even. Now you acquired a lead, you didn't lose any money, now that lead's in your relationship funnel. Do you follow? There's like a lot of ways you could do it. And making collecting leads easier, LinkedIn's lead gen forms, check this out, they automatically fill out, meaning People won't have to type in their info. Oh, God, this is so hard. Getting all my name. I don't know it by heart. Like, people do that as they're typing. But with LinkedIn lead gen forms, it's easier because the lead forms automatically fill out. It, like, removes the friction, right? Which is super valuable because, like, tons of leads would normally fall out of the conversion process whenever the visitor has to fill out the form manually. Do you know why? Do you know why people fall out of the conversion process when the visitor has to fill out the form manually? I can explain it in one word. Do you know what that word is? Friction. Friction's like the marketing term for the psychological resistance or irritation that a prospect experiences when they're asked to complete a form. Actually, when they're asked to do anything that's going to, like, burn too many mental calories or not feel efficient, they get, like, resistance to the experience. It's called friction. And the more form fields required, the more friction people feel. Even something as basic as selecting Mr. or Mrs. or Ms. or doctor or pharmacist or one of my favorites, clergyman. I almost always select clergymen. The more friction that you create, the more likely that lead is to abandon the process and bouncing off of the page. That's the beauty of the LinkedIn lead gen form. It removed the friction because those boxes are already pre-filled out for you. And when you're asking people to do anything online, you're not just competing with your competitors. You're also competing with anything else that'll command their attention online, like adorable cat videos or really naughty porn, like anything. So you've got to streamline the process for people so they don't experience friction, bounce somewhere else, and turn on something with a soundtrack that's like bow, bow, chicka, bow, wow. You got to focus them, make it easy. With LinkedIn's new lead gen forms, you can provide the ROI for your lead gen campaigns because you can track the cost per lead and the number of leads you're getting from a specific audience persona group or segment. So what does this mean? Well, this means that you could realize, like, let's say you service a variety of different industries. You can hone in on one, like medical devices. After you realize that the other industries don't have the same conversion rate, maybe medical devices is where you move the needle the fastest, right? You can prove the ROI of your lead gen campaigns because you can track the cost per lead, the number of leads you're getting from a specific audience, persona group, or segment, which makes you so much more efficient, much more scalable. And you'll also be able to manage your leads by easily downloading the leads into a spreadsheet. Hallelujah. Can I get a amen, right? Because you can take those leads, put them in a spreadsheet, and now your business is cooking with gas and you can easily migrate your leads into your marketing automation and CRM. Now, LinkedIn lead gen forms, they integrate with companies' CRMs and marketing automation platforms like Converter, DriftRock, HubSpot, Integrate, LeadsBridge, Marketo, Microsoft Dynamics 365, Oracle Eloqua, Salesforce, Sales Cloud, and Zapier. Now, ideally, your business should test LinkedIn lead gen forms. Just test, 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 because you might discover something frigging amazing. Like, this may be the perfect place to reallocate those conference dollars or those event dollars or even those ad budgets that might be in an outdated platform. Like, maybe you're still running ads on MySpace or on television. I'm joking about the MySpace, but you should always be testing because when you test, 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 you know what you get? A discovery of a pond or a pool that's got very rich catch in it that you could keep going and converting all day long. Convert that from your ad budget, your event budget, your conference budget. And if you generate new leads with a scalable ROI inside of LinkedIn before your competitors figure out LinkedIn lead gen forms, you could have a major advantage for years to come. Most people in most industries are late adopters, which means huge opportunity for you if you're willing to test and fail. But if you're anything like me, testing and learning is what you get, because with each and every step you iterate, you make a better decision, you target people better, move them through the funnel into the lead gen. And before you know it, your leads start filling up inside of your CRM, you start getting more meetings, and you start injecting massive clarity in every meeting and every follow-up, and then more deals fall through your funnel. Booyah, make it rain at Lululemon. Like, that's how it works. If you want to learn more about LinkedIn lead gen forms, well, hit me up. Feel free to hit me up on LinkedIn. That's where it would go down. Hit me up in the DM. And if you want to learn how to sell remotely, I've got 20 minutes of free learning for you. It's me just dropping knowledge bomb after knowledge bomb in video. It's a teaching tool where I give away some of my best strategies, and it's a gift from me to you. And you can access that at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. Peace.